He entered the lab wearing full protective gear. The screeches and rattling of cage bars reassured him the animals were alive. He held his breath as he went around each cage, noting the individual demeanors and facial expressions of the rhesus macaques. He fed them fruit and made sure their water supply was sufficient, noting the bright eyes and interested gazes of these fascinating creatures. Sometimes they appeared so human he had to look away in shame, but not today. There were no dead monkeys. A frisson of excitement shot through his nerves. Even more exhilarating, there were no sick monkeys. In all his past experiments, the monkeys who'd been exposed to SHACAM4565 had died within 24 hours, despite being given the vaccine. But this new vaccine worked. It worked. Finally. Finally, he'd figured it out. But he held back the feeling of triumph. It was the weekend, and he'd offered to care for all the animals in the lab, which he did periodically when he didn't want any prying eyes. Officially, no experiments were going on, so someone simply needed to feed and check the animals at regular intervals. He took blood samples, then exited the monkey room, showering in his suit before heading into another restricted area, an emergency isolation unit that few knew existed and even fewer could access. Macaques shared 93% of their DNA with humans, but there was enough difference in the remaining 7% that more extensive tests needed to be done with the vaccine before it would be declared safe for people to use. Unfortunately, the law prohibited testing efficacy on human beings. The light above his head buzzed and flickered, making him pause. He peered through the glass into the shadowy isolation chamber, the small secure room shrouded in darkness. The primate lay on a bed inside a plastic tent, restrained, inert, face averted from the window. It looked dead. His heart thumped disturbingly hard. Disappointment? Frustration? Anger? No one ever said science was easy. He heaved a great sigh that fogged up the inside of his mask. It looked dead, just like all the other test subjects. Pushing the despondency aside, he entered the room through a locked, sealed door. The subtle brush of air being drawn into the room felt like an indrawn breath and prevented the escape of any microbes. The rustle of sheets had him freezing in place. A movement from the bed, as the creature attempted to sit up, almost made him piss his pants.
"Where am I? What happened?"
Her voice was small and scared. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my fucking God. It worked. He'd gotten it to work. He wanted to pump his fists, but held on to his decorum. His pulse pounded. This was it. This was it.
"Who are you?" she asked. "Where am I?"
Thankfully, she wouldn't remember anything. This runaway he'd picked up off the street and offered a warm meal. She'd offered to suck his cock in payment, but he'd wanted something else. Something far more valuable. He'd brought her here, tranquilized her, infected her, and never expected her to live past midnight. She started to struggle against the restraints as her panic bloomed.
"You're okay. You're okay now," he told her calmly. "You were sick. Very sick. But I made you better. You're going to be just fine."
He withdrew his hand inside his suit and used a small digital camera to take a short video as proof of life, then stepped forward and picked up another dose of anesthetic, injecting it into the cannula he'd inserted into her vein on Friday night. She stared at the needle but was hopeless to do anything except watch the clear liquid enter her vasculature.
"You're going to be okay," he assured her. "Actually, you're going to be absolutely fantastic."
She smiled slightly before her eyes drifted shut. This changed everything. He closed his eyes for a moment. Everything would be okay. He wouldn't be a failure anymore. He took blood samples with clinical efficiency, storing them in small vials that he'd analyze along with the monkey blood. He checked the subject's pulse, waited for her heart to slow. Slower and slower, until it was barely a murmur. He gave her another dose, just to be certain she wouldn't wake up again. He unzipped the plastic tent and removed the cannula, undoing the restraints, which clicked open. He lifted her limp body. She was light, easy to carry. He held her tightly as they entered the chemical shower, getting doused and sanitized, turning them so every micrometer of their surface was sterilized. After 2 minutes, the spray stopped.